Age up in here too. And they don't care for them getting the things. They want them out.
I see. I wonder if you tell me something about the different land that you've got here. How would they, for example, did you ever hear of a buckshotty land or a lonely land? Or
yes. Crawfishy.
Crawfishy land.
Post Oak Flats.
I never heard that.
Well, that usually is a crawfishy natured land. And not much timber except post oak grows in those places.
Why is that?
The nature of the soil.
Just poor soil.
They like the post oak likes that particular kind of soil.
Post oak is fairly small oak, right?
Well, some of them get to be large trees, but they're short-bodied and don't make as good lumber as red oak or white oak.
Mm-hmm. And they crowd out the other trees. It isn't because the ground is bad. It's
Do
you what's the best farming land?
Well. That would be in the creek and river bottoms.
Did you ever call that loamy?
Yes, and sandy or just bottom land.
If you do you remember clearing much land?
Yes. We always cleared a little every winter. When we were cutting our winter supply of wood, we'd clear up a place for as we cut the wood so that we can go ahead and cultivate it then.
Oh, I see. If the land near the creek was swampy, would that be good? Would that be bottom?
It'd be boggy.
Boggy.
Oh. It wouldn't be very good for a cultivation. It'd be hard to drain where you could cultivate it.
So you call it more of a bog than a swamp. Mm-hmm. How about pasture or meadow? Do you ever use the word meadows?
Very little. We didn't have very many meadows then because they didn't have the equipment to mow it or to take care of it and didn't need the pasture to let the cows run outside. Mm-hmm. And really about all the pasture we had was for the calves and the work stock.
Would you tell me describe the whole process of you did some of this yesterday about plowing again, and I meant to ask you and didn't. Did you ever hear of a hill plow? A plow that had a certain gadget that you would could plow one way and then turn something over?
Yes, I've seen these. That was a turning plow, we called it. And instead of trying to turn the dirt uphill, you just plow back and forth and turn your plow and let it throw dirt downhill all the time.
Just keep turning the mm-hmm.
We didn't like that. It didn't work too good for us. Most of our land was on a slope all right, but Dad didn't want to throw it downhill. He wanted to go uphill, so it wouldn't get away quite as fast.
How would you do that then?
Just go ahead with a regular turning plow. And he always had his place terraced.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you go back and forth, all right, mm-hmm. with the terrace.